Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Club Junkie Podcast. Another week, some more clubs. This one actually, I think, is one that most people, at least on Instagram, which the Instagram here is at Club Junkie Pod, have been waiting for forever. So it's the one I probably get the most questions about that I have no answer for. So we'll get into it. And the interesting part about it is that this episode today brought to you by Titleist, TSI Metalwoods. The TSI Metalwoods, I mean, it's, Titleist's latest evolution in Metalwoods. It's got, an amazing new technology into it. It's got an ATI titanium face. It's an aerospace titanium that basically helps produce the longest, straightest drives that they've ever made. It also helps with the sound of the driver, which is really good. The improved aerodynamics as well to help kind of increase club head speed and increase distance. But it's also a forgiving driver, so they've added some forgiveness into it, even though it's kind of a tour-looking or better player-looking driver, at least the TS3. But you've got the TS3, you got the TS1, which is high-launching, easy to hit, extremely long for low club head speeds. You've got the TSI2. Very forgiving, slightly higher launching, easy to hit. Then you have the TSI3 with, again, more forgiving than you think for a tour-inspired driver, but a great shape that better players are going to like, and the ability to work the ball, a little flatter ball flight. And then the TSI4, which is the low-spin monster of the group for those who need the most spin reduction. But, their approach to drivers is, uniquely shaped by a single undeniable certainty. Well, when the moment of truth arrives, you either believe in what you bring to the tee or you don't. So visit Titleist.com and check out the TSI driver line. Schedule a fitting for yourself. So, the TSI drivers, I finally have the TSI3 in my hands. Yes, I finally had it. I've had it on the course. I've had the driver and the 3-wood. I want to give a big thank you to my boy Johnny Wonder for sending it over to me, him and Ryan Barath, for basically combining each other's efforts to get me these heads, but super excited for it. So it's one of those things where every Wednesday or today, I typically do a little Q&A session on Instagram where you guys can ask questions, whatever, and I try to give you the best answer I can. And I get so many questions comparing how is TSI3 to whatever driver, or whatever. I mean, I get so many questions about TSI3 driver, and it's funny because it's the only one I didn't hit. I didn't have one, and I didn't have, and one of the guys, the office, they sent in a TSI3 and 2, and two guys in the office snagged the heads, and they're so good, I never saw them again, so I never got my hands back on them. It was unfortunate because everybody kept asking me, how is it? How is this? How is that? And I'm just like, I really don't know. And I had no answer, which was kind of a bummer. So I finally do. I now have TSI3 driver 3-wood here. I've had them on the course. It's been really nice. So I'm excited to have them here. Excited to be able to now finally answer questions without totally being, just giving the answer of I don't know. But it's been really good. So I've been super excited. I was really excited to get them out on the course. It was interesting. So, I got the TSI3 head, just head only, which is fine. I mean, I've got a bunch of shafts for it. And then I've got the TSI3 3-wood actually sent with a Ventus Blue 7X in there. So a pretty good combo. I mean, I think a combo that a lot of people would be very interested in. I mean, the Ventus Blue, mid-launch, pretty low spin, in a 3-wood head, which is most people, are looking for something that has a little more launch, don't want a ton of spin, and I think it's a good combo for the two. So the other day I basically had Titleist driver 3-wood hybrid out on the course, and I want to say that's kind of a first for me. I typically don't have full matching sets of anything, but I had TSI3 driver through hybrid, which was pretty interesting. And then and it's funny because I played a Titleist driver, I don't know, back in the 975 days and all that, and then I pretty much got away from them, and I never really went back down that road. I always was kind of under the thought process of they didn't have the same ball speed, they weren't as long. Sure, they looked good and sounded great and all that, but they just weren't as long or anything like that. And I ran down a few years where I never played a Titleist wood. I mean, I think I played maybe a 3-wood here and there. But for the most part, it was, you know, everything was other brands. But I was super excited about these because, I mean, there's been so many good reviews. If you go to golfwrx.com, you go in the forums, everybody's talking about them. And yeah, the TSi 3, it's finally here. But I, like I said, super excited to get it on the course. I was really looking forward to it because I've heard so many good things, and not only from reviews there, but from friends who've hit it or owned them. They've been super excited about this driver, and it's gotten nothing but basically rave reviews ever since it came out. So the TSi 3 is kind of their, you know, there's a 1, a 2, and a 3, and a 4. So the 4 is the super low spin, pretty unforgiving monster for those guys who just need spin reduction and want to work the ball. And they don't need a little forgiveness. They're going to hit the center of the face pretty much all the time. So basically, you know, you're really low single-digit handicappers, scratch players, guys on tour, whatever, you'll see some TSi 4. TSi 3, I think, is, you know, that driver that has the look, the sound, the feel of a tour driver. It's played on tour a ton. But it also has still some forgiveness. It still kind of helps get the ball up in the air a little bit. But when you stare down at it, it looks, you know, it looks phenomenal. It looks like a classic classic driver. It's a Titleist driver. But then with that classic shape and, you know, the all black top and all that, you don't see any carbon fiber like the trend nowadays to have some carbon in the back and anything like that. It's just a flat black flat back driver with a little TSi logo for an alignment aid, and that is it. So in terms of classic shapes, I don't think you get much more classic than the TSi series. But from a look standpoint, it looks great. When you set it down, this is a 9-degree head. When you set it down, you don't see a ton of loft. It does actually look pretty low lofted. You don't see a ton of loft on it. But the setup's really nice in the standard setting. It looks pretty open. It's really compact, you know, from front to back, from, you know, face to back, it's pretty short. But overall, the dimensions are great. It's got a really deep face on it. So I know a lot of players, you know, who, if you miss it high or low on the face, you don't miss it so much, you know, heel to toe, but low to high, ton of real estate there. And, you know, this new, you know, ATI titanium face, which is, an aerospace grade titanium, it does offer some ball speed. But overall, the shape and everything is really good. The sound on it is actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be, only because when I got the driver in, again, it was head only, so no shaft or anything. And when you tapped on it, it kind of had this kind of tingy sound to it, and the screw was rattling in there, and you kind of go, oh, man. But you just kind of went, okay, that's going to be interesting. the sound of the ball moving off the face seems to be, like, totally different. It's like a totally different driver when you actually hit it. The sound does have some metallic tones to it. You'll hear some of that little bit of ting, but it's pretty muted. It's not near as loud as I thought. Nowhere near as loud as, say, like a Ping G425 Max. It is pretty muted, but it's got a pretty classic metalwood sound to it. It's got a little bit of metallic to it, but it also does have a little bit of kind of that crack as well. The feel on it is great. You can really feel the ball kind of compress on the face, especially if you hit it dead center. You have that feeling of that ball compressing and then leaving the face. When you miss hit it a little bit, you definitely hear the sound change. But in terms of feel wise, you can feel a little more vibration, but it's not super harsh. I was kind of shocked because the first shot I hit was, you know, basically over here in the heel, and the sound and feel were still actually pretty good. Like I said, definitely responsive. So you're going to know, did you miss it? Did you hit it off the heel a little bit? Did you hit it off the toe? It's going to let you know that you missed it. But the sound and feel is still pretty good with it. This one here also, the TSi 3 still has the movable weight section where you unscrew the weight or unscrew the plate that holds the weight in. It pops up, and then you can slide the weight, you know, towards either draw, neutral, fade. I actually played it in neutral the first 9 holes I got it. I played it in neutral, and then I moved the weight just one click over to fade. So it's kind of T1, T2, N for neutral, and then H1, H2, so toe, heel. And then I moved it to T1. So I moved it just one notch over to fade just because, you know, as you guys know, I'm kind of over the top. My swing path is from out to in, and I have a kind of a shut face, and I hit it left. So I just moved it. I didn't go crazy. I just moved it a little bit because after hitting it in the neutral position, I mean, realistically, I was hitting it pretty good. I mean, if I put a decent swing on it, the ball went, exactly where it should have been. It went straight. But like I said, I slid it over there, I think more for the mental side of it than anything. But yeah, my first run out there, the first shot I hit it off, you know, basically I'll call it low heel, but it was kind of center heel. And, you know, ball actually went pretty straight. I was kind of shocked. It didn't really peel off to the right. It didn't really do a whole lot. It had kind of a mid-low trajectory to it, and it kind of just, you know, went out there. And it wasn't the longest drive or anything like that, but it got out there. It was perfectly playable, and everything was fine. I mean, I think it kind of went, you know, like I said, it didn't go crazy far, but the next hole I hit it, and I absolutely flushed it dead center, right down the middle, and I was playing with a buddy of mine named Matt, and I went out there. We found his ball, and he had a pretty good drive. He kind of plays; he's a lefty, so he plays kind of a slice, so he doesn't hit it as far as he possibly could. But he's pretty consistent with it, and he had a good drive. He was just on the left side of the fairway, and I was looking for my ball, and there was, you know, one kind of right up in front of him. I walked up; nope, not mine. Different ball. I ended up finding my ball, and it was like 50 yards in front of his ball. And I don't think Matt hit the best shot, you know, his perfect end-all, be-all drives. And I'm not – and he's actually a pretty long hitter, or has been. He hits it pretty good. And I couldn't believe where the ball was. Like, it was – it's a kind of a hole that – it's a funky hole where you have to – I mean, you basically have to hit it like 280 yards for this dog leg to have like a look at the green. It's just a weird setup. And I was basically almost at the turn, which nobody in my group was anywhere close to that. It was really kind of crazy how far that thing went. Oh, and so, like I said, didn't send it with a shaft. Totally getting ahead of myself there. So I put Ventus Red in there, kind of went the Adam Scott route. So I put Ventus Red 6X, and that's what I was playing. Just because I didn't know the launch of it, and being a 9-degree head, which I typically play 10-5s, I wanted something that launches a little higher, made sure I got the ball up in the air. I didn't want to hit some, you know, a bunch of low shots out there. So I put a Ventus Red in there. And yeah, the shot there was, I mean, really flat, definitely long, probably, you know, a straight up slightly over mid ball flight. I guess you can call it mid high, but it wasn't even that. It was more, you know, slightly above mid, definitely a little low, definitely lower than the G425 Max that I'd hit a good amount. And definitely lower than the TaylorMade Sim 2 Max that I've been hitting as well. So, and the funny thing is both of those have been playing Ventus Black and Tensei Pro White 1K. So I'm playing in those two heads. This thing definitely has a flatter trajectory than that, which I think is expected. I mean, it's not, you know, it's you know, not meant to be the super forgiving, you know, model, super high launching, anything like that, which the TSI-2 would have a little more launch to it. But this thing here, really flat, but, I mean, crazy long. I was really shocked at where that ball was. Hit it again in the next, you know, handful of holes as well. And honestly, when you put a good swing on it, the ball goes a long way. It is exceptionally long. I would say it's, you know, before I used to have the stigma that Titleist was not as long as any other driver out there. I think from TS3 that I played a couple years ago, now to this, the TSI 3, their drivers are as long as anything. This thing is crazy long. When you hit it well, you hit it in the center of the face, the ball just absolutely goes. Now my miss is low heel. And like I said, the first shot I hit, I kind of hit it mid-heel. We'll call it mid-heel. It wasn't quite as low, but I did hit one low heel. And there is some drop-off in terms of distance. I was kind of not shocked, but I noticed that the drop-off in distance, say, compared to Sim 2 Max, was a little more. You know, I didn't quite carry it as far, came out a little lower. But it stayed online really well, which for the shape of this driver, not being elongated or have a bigger footprint to it, not being longer heel to toe, not being longer front to back, the thing is actually pretty forgiving. It does keep the ball online. And overall, like I said, the sound and feel is phenomenal of it. The spin seems to be really low. I mean, even that miss on the heel, there wasn't anything in terms of, you know, the ball stayed online. It didn't really peel off too far right. It also didn't get in the air super high. The same thing with hitting it off the toe. I mean, the you hit it high off the face or high toe, the ball gets up in the air, but not as near as high as I kind of expected or I've found with some of the other drivers. I mean, it gets up, but it doesn't get crazy high. And again, it stays online way better than I expected. I think I expected the TSI-3 to be pretty pretty punishing on off center or missed shots. And it really is playable. And a buddy of mine told me that it was more forgiving than, you know, you think, because he was testing it against something else. And I said, yeah, well, can you even hit it? I mean, is it one of those things where if you miss it, you're just dead? And he's like, no, it's pretty forgiving. He was spot on. So, I'll give my buddy Justin some props on that. But it is, it's actually more forgiving than you think. If you really are chasing a classic shape driver, the TSI 3 is going to give you that, but you're chasing a classic shape driver, but you also don't want to go to just, you know, a tiny head. Like, you know, back in the day, you'd have to go to like a 440 or 430 cc head and, you know, give up a bunch of forgiveness. Not anymore. I mean, this thing is like I said, much easier to hit than I thought. Shots off the toe, they have a little draw to them, not a whole lot. But the ball gets up, but it doesn't go crazy high. I mean, it's a pretty low spin head, so the ball gets up. It doesn't kind of balloon up. It doesn't really fall out of the sky. It does carry. It carries a fairly boring trajectory at that point as well. Shots low on the face stay pretty low. They don't really get up. I mean, and I think I get used to some of the more forgiving heads that I play, like, you know, the Sim 2 Max and the G425 Max. If you hit it low, it's still, you know, they're higher launching drivers. They still get the ball way up in the air. This thing, if you hit it, you know, basically center low, it's going to come out low. It's going to come out low, but it comes out hot and it runs, but it doesn't, you know, give you a ton of help getting that ball up in the air, which is fine. I mean, I think the player this is generated for, that miss, they knew they missed it. They knew they're going to be penalized for it. I mean, this is made for somebody who kind of, you know, hits it a little closer to the center than say like TSI 2. But yeah, like I said, it still goes pretty well. It doesn't get up in the air super high. But it still goes. The adjustability part of it is really good. Like I said, I put it one click over to toe after playing nine holes with it. And I think mentally I hit it a little better. I don't think it moved a ton, you know, moved the ball a ton in terms of, you know, if it was neutral, hitting it straight to slight fade. For me, I just more consistently hit it straight. So whether it was the waiting or it was just, you know, the placebo effect of me, you know, knowing it was set in fade mode, I definitely hit it a little better with the weight out in the toe. And then I also set, instead of A1, I set I'm using Club Connect, so it's slightly different, but I set the adapter to basically flat and neutral, you know, same loft, 9 degrees, but slightly flat. I think it goes like I don't know if it's 0.8 degrees or something like that. It goes 0.8 degrees flat. So I kind of have a setup in a fade mode, but it basically is a really neutral ball flight. It definitely doesn't have a bunch of draw on it. And I think if you set that weight out there, you maybe set it into, say, B1 with the Titleist adapter, you're going to take pretty much all the left out of the driver. I mean, it really is a neutral driver. I wouldn't call it fade bias. I'm just going to call it neutral. I think you can work it either way. And it's just overall been really fun to hit. Like I said, trajectory wise, like I said, I've been playing the Ventus Red in it. I'm going to try some other shafts in it just to see. I get a little nervous, like, you know, with these drivers, just because I think it's more mental than anything, that the 9 degree head looks like it has no loft on it, even though I know it does. And I feel like I can generate enough club head speed to hit, you know, a 9 degree head with no problem and get it up in the air. But I went initially to Ventus Red. Put that in there, and I think I may try the Ventus Blue. I may try a couple other shafts just to see. But Ventus Red was pretty good. I mean, the Adam Scott setup was pretty darn solid, and I hit it, like I said, hit it really well. So overall, I'm really impressed. In terms of distance, I think is it longer than G425 Max? I haven't hit them side by side on the same course yet. But I want to say that it may be a hair longer than 425 Max. Even though, I mean, I've hit one or two really long drives of that too. So, but the TSI 3 is really phenomenal. Like I said, if you're looking for something kind of true mid launch, you know, you want that classic shape, but you don't want to like lose all forgiveness, everything. I mean, it's definitely a more forgiving head than I ever expected. You know, the sound and feel, you know, Titleist kind of hit that the nail on the head. And it's easier to hit than you think. where it's not the crazy, most forgiving, you know, like it's not a G425 Max. You're not going to get away with hitting it everywhere on the face because it just, you know, like I said, it doesn't have that kind of stability. But if you slightly miss it, you're going to be fine. And again, it's going to have a much lower trajectory and lower spin than a 425 Max. So, you know, if you're a high speed player, this thing definitely has some forgiveness to it. Like I said, I've been super impressed. I can't wait to try it with a few more shafts, see how it plays, because it definitely is something that is warranting more play from me. So I'm glad that a lot of you pushed me to go get it, and I'm very happy that that Johnny Wander no longer needed it, and Mr. Barath was able to ship it to me from the old great country of Canada, and it didn't take like 2 months, like I think it did with those T100 irons last year. So, but either way, a great driver. I'm really impressed with it. I'm really happy with it. I'll finally be able to compare it to other things now, and yeah, I'm pretty excited. So, it was fun out there playing it, and yeah. So then we'll talk about three wood. Before I talk about three wood, I want to talk about a little bit about Fujikura Vista Pro. So Vista Pro is basically new for 2021. You know, Fujikura has basically, you know, they've got the Ventus, they've got the Speeder line, and then they have the Vista Pro, which is basically a shaft designed straight for fitters. And what that means is that they basically make a full range, a flighted line of weight and flexes in this shaft. So they make everything from 40 grams to 75 grams. They make wood, they make hybrid, they make iron shafts. And they make flexes all the way from basically, they call it R3, which is kind of a women's flex, all the way to X. And I know that everybody thinks it's a, you know, a cheap price point shaft. It performs insanely well. It is really good. I've got the 65X on the wall behind me. I hit that in driver. I have the, what was it, the 75 stiff in a hybrid and a 75 stiff in a in an iron, and I hit all three. I think I talked about it in a show a couple months ago or whatever, but insanely consistent, insanely a good feeling. For the money, I don't think there's a shaft out there that gives you better bang for the buck, but the performance is great. The wood shaft, like I said, in the 65X is kind of that true mid to slightly mid-high launching. It's pretty low spin, and it's definitely stout. I mean, it doesn't play like a wet noodle, anything like that. They've got like a full bias core that they took kind of learnings from Velo core, put it into that Vista Pro. It's extremely consistent. It's extremely accurate. And like I said, if you think that, you know, a shaft in this price point is just, like I said, not good, you haven't tried Vista Pro, because it is a great shaft, and they perform extremely well. I've had a couple people DM me that they've had the same experience. They got like a 75X, put it in a three wood, because it is kind of that mid to mid-high launch, and it's, you know, like I said, super tight, really consistent. Like I said, the irons, same thing, mid-high launching, and as you go from flex, you know, from the softer flexes, you know, to the stiffer flexes, the ball flight comes down, a little less spin, but overall, extremely high-performance shaft for the money. Go to FujikuraGolf.com, check out the Vista Pro, the new one for 2021, and give it a try, because I think you'll be extremely surprised at how well that thing plays. So, yeah, check it out for yourself. Like I said, I was shocked to edit. The boys at Fuji sent me a couple, and yeah, I was pretty impressed. So, yeah, so then with the TSI 3, let's move on to the TSI 3 3-wood. So, yes, I also have the 3-wood as well, which this year I've kind of been on the 3-wood hunt, much like I was last year, and it seems like I've hit a bunch of 3-woods so far this year, and I haven't quite found the perfect match yet. I thought Sim 2 Max was going to be a really good one for me. I got to give it another try out there, but I didn't hit it as well as I thought. I was kind of hitting it to the left, but it was kind of weak shots to the left that kind of got up in the air and fell out of the sky. So I've got to figure something out with that. Maybe it's just a shaft thing or whatever. But I got the TSI 3 3-wood as well. So this came in, like I said, as a package deal with the driver. And again, if you know, classic shape is what you're going for, it's tough to beat the classic shape of a TSI 3. It's just got a perfect kind of, you know, ooh, did I drop it? A perfect dented one. It's got that perfect classic shape. When you think of Titleist 3-wood, you set this down, that's what it looks like. All gloss black top, you know, no carbon fiber, no lines. You basically just have a slight TSI alignment mark, and that's it. But the face is a little deeper than, say, Sim 2 Max, or pretty close, pretty similar. But it's deep enough where, which is what I like. It's deep enough where when I set this down, hit it off the tee, got a ton of confidence in it. But it's not crazy deep where I kind of worry about hitting it off the deck. And as you can see, mine has a little kind of center, kind of a shiny center there. I think Johnny Wonder was either hitting a ton of balls or hit a sandy one and tried to sand it out. I have not put that many shots into it to wear a nice, smooth, silver middle section there. And I probably don't hit it near enough in the center to warrant that wear mark. So, but it doesn't matter. The performance is still there. So this thing here, like I said, great, again, classic shape. If you like the TSi 3 driver, the TSi 3 3 wood looks awesome. Just when you set it down, it just has that shape to it. It just gives you confidence that you'll love what it looks like. And the sound and feel, again, a little more high-pitched metallic than the driver because I think it's got that stainless steel face instead of titanium. So it's got a little more of a ting to it when it leaves the face, but it's pretty pleasant, and I think it's something that you kind of expect out of stainless steel 3-woods. Especially nowadays, since most things are stainless steel, there's a few titaniums out there that have more of a knock or low or muted sound to them. This thing's got a little more high pitch, a little more ting, but it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's got a little more ting to it, but it's still pretty pleasant. You know, so as with the driver, if you do miss it a little bit of heel, a little bit of toe, the sound does change a little bit. It gets a little less metallic or a little higher pitched, a little louder, but it's not anything, you know, bad by any means. I mean, because I say these things and it's like, oh God, is that not good? No, it's totally fine. But when you flush it down the center, that feeling of it is really good. I mean, again, easy to feel the ball compress, especially on center shots. You know, you hit it flush. And that was the first shot I basically hit with it. I had it teed up on a really short par 4 and hit it just absolutely dead center. And it, you know, like I said, felt sound really good. And like I said, immediately when I hit it, I knew like that was just dead center and it was going. And it did. It basically, I aimed it at a big tree. I hit it right at that big tree. And I had a perfect shot in, you know, from there. But this one here, same thing. It's got I'll call it plastic. It almost looks 3D printed plate that you can basically unscrew, slide up. It's got 3 weight settings, one in the toe, one in the heel, and the neutral. This one I haven't actually moved the weights. I had it. It came in neutral. I hit some shots with it. I've liked how it's played so far. I haven't really had to, you know, haven't had the need to change it yet. But it's been, you know, a really solid 3-wood. I did set it to B1, the more flat option of the right out of the gate. Instead of A1, I set it to B1. So it's a little flatter, kind of help promote a little more of a fade ball flight. But overall, when you set it down, it looks great. You see just enough loft for my eye. I really like that. You can see some loft, so you can feel like, all right, I'm going to get the ball up in the air or even off the turf. But again, like I said, the shape, it sits pretty much neutral, if not slightly open. And like I said, hitting it off the tee is absolutely no problem. That was the first shot I ever hit with it. And I've hit it off the tee since and really liked it. It is more, you know, compared to, say, Sim 2 Max or some of the other ones, it is definitely a more mid-flight 3-wood. You can get it off the turf with no problem. It just doesn't go as super high. It does stay a little lower, and the trajectory definitely stays a little flatter than some other 3-woods. So for me, I mean, off the tee, the Ventus Blue has been really, really good in there. Off the deck, it flies a little lower than I love. So this one could see the old Ventus Red in there as well. But again, if you're somebody who struggles kind of getting the ball or struggles keeping the ball down with a 3-wood, this thing here seems to be pretty low spin. It seems to have a pretty flat ball flight, a pretty flat apex, while still not being extremely punishing in terms of getting it up in the air. I like I said, for me, off the tee, absolute rockets. It just really goes, and especially when you hit it flush, I mean, it just goes a long ways. And like I said, it has kind of a mid to slightly mid low ball flight that just keeps. It seems like it runs forever. Like I said, for me, off the turf, it does. If I hit it really good, it's fine. But if I do miss it even just a little bit, it does stay a little flatter than I'd like. So I'd like to kind of get it just a little higher ball flight without, you know, but I don't really want to add a bunch of spin or anything like that. So again, I might go Ventus Red. Maybe I'll see how it looks with just a, you know, the next tick up in loft. If the face gets too shut, I don't necessarily love that. So just because I hit it left so much, but if I do move it up a degree, we'll see what the face looks like, and maybe I'll go that route. But we'll go a little adjustment wise with it. But with the Venice Blue, it's been, I mean, really, really accurate. excuse me. Maybe not quite as forgiving as, say, Sim 2 Max on those shots, say, off the heel, off the toe. You will get a little more draw to it, a little more fade to it. It'll move a little more than, you know, than, say, something like that. Or, you know, again, maybe one of the Callaway, the Epic Epic Maxes. It'll move a little bit more than that. It's not quite as straight on those miss hits. But, again, from what I've seen, the TSI 2, if you're really looking for that forgiveness, is a great option. Launches a little higher as well. But the TSI 3, if you need to keep the ball down, you want that mid to mid-low ball flight, depending on the shaft you put in it, I think this thing can deliver. I think, you know, high spin players who struggle with three woods because of the loft and all that, I think this thing here is low spin enough that you could be able to play it off the tee, play it off the ground, and still have no problem with that. The like I said, the miss hits were pretty good. You do notice it go offline just maybe a little bit more than some other stuff. But when you strike a dead flush, it is definitely long. It feels great. It sounds great. And like I said, it's not the craziest forgiving draw, three wood, but I think it's still pretty easy to hit. I mean, I'm bad, and I'm, you know, trending up towards I think I'm at like a 9.7 handicap now from the couple rounds this year that I've posted that have not been, I mean, they haven't been great. But this thing here, I have no problem hitting it. And, you know, if you're someone around that same handicap, maybe even slightly higher, slightly lower, I don't think you're gonna have any problem hitting this thing and getting away with some poorly struck shots like I have. Like I said, off the turf, I wish, you know, it could launch a little higher for me, but that could be an easy switch to just, you know, slap an Aventus Red and go from there. You know, overall, just a really good three wood. It's something that it's definitely going to, you know, go in the bag here with a shaft change. We're going to see if I can switch it up. Like I said, it came from Johnny with Aventus Blue, which is really good. I hit it really well off the tee. I think which again, I'm kind of struggling with because I play my three wood probably 90% off the tee and, you know, probably, well, maybe 85%, whatever. I mean, it's a much higher percentage off the tee than I do off the turf. For me on a par five, it's got to be a really kind of easy open, you know, wide open setup to really hit a three wood to go for it. If not, I'll probably lay it up or hit a hybrid right in front of the green, something like that. So, for me, the more I look at it, it probably isn't a bad idea to maybe keep a setup on the tee and leave it that way. But we'll see. Ball flight is pretty neutral. I would say it's, like I said, I've been playing in the neutral position. I hit it left. I haven't had any problems. I've been hitting it pretty much dead straight. Maybe just a hair of a little draw to it. If I swung that weight out into the toe, we would see basically even a little straighter, if not slightly fade ball flight. But if you're worried about something that goes left, this thing, for me at least, definitely doesn't go left, unless you probably move the weight into the heel. But, if you're kind of that person looking for kind of anti-left everything, it's definitely a little more anti-left than Sim 2 Max, G4 25 Max, I'm trying to think of what else out there. Probably a little less left than the Tour Edge Exotic C7 21. But overall, I think it's just a really neutral ball flight. So it's definitely one of those that I've been really impressed with. I'm super excited that I've had them. I can finally answer some questions about them. It's just one of those. Overall, I hope it pleases everybody, because it definitely is something that I've been waiting to get in, and I was excited to hit. So this one here, like I said, we may see a slight change in shaft, but overall, I have a good chance of the three wood. I'm getting pretty comfortable with it. That could stay in the bag pretty easily. Driver, I want to hit some more shots with it, maybe try a couple more shafts, and hit it up against some other stuff as well, because I've been hitting a lot of drivers fairly well. Fairly well for spurts, but I've been hitting some other drivers pretty well also. So it's one of those, we're going to see where it lands, but I'm really impressed with it so far, and I can now compare it to everything else, which is awesome. So so that's pretty much all I've got with those two this week. I know it's maybe slightly shorter episode, but hey, that's just, it is what it is. I'm going to have some more stuff to test here. I know I post on those Fujikura MC putter shafts. The weather here in Metro Detroit has been garbage. It's been raining for like the past, basically, like Sunday was nice, but I had a family thing going on. Other than that, it's been cold and rainy. So I just keep our fingers crossed that tomorrow I get to actually play golf, because it's like a 50% chance of rain then too. And yeah, it's just been kind of crappy weather around here. So I haven't played much. So I didn't get those out on the green like I wanted to. So hopefully tomorrow I'll have those out on the green. I'll be hitting them and talk about them next week. And yeah, working on some other stuff to chat about with you guys. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you want to have any questions, comments, anything like that, hit me up on Instagram at Club Junkie Pod. And, you know, we can chat some golf, whatever. Look for my Wednesday Q&As on there as well. And, yeah, other than that, hopefully you're playing golf, having fun, and we'll talk to you next week.